I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
This time, the Powerball jackpot winner is different. Normally, when they come on out there in their press conference and they're like, oh, I just won $1 billion. My life is not going to change that much. Shut up. Just shut up. All right? This one has a really cool story. One of the winners of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot this month, we just found out who this dude is, because I think in Oregon, legally you have to come forward and say, hey, I'm the guy. I won it.
Right? I hate that. I think that's such BS. You should be able to remain anonymous 100%. When you win that much cash.
Most will leave this dude alone, I am hoping. He is an immigrant from Laos who had cancer for 8 years, had his latest chemotherapy treatment this week. His name is Chang Stefan of Portland. He's at a news conference yesterday, and he was telling everybody that him and his 37-year-old wife are taking half the money. Yeah, the dude has been, like, fighting cancer. And he's also going to give a whole bunch of it to a friend also. I guess they went in on this lottery ticket together, so they won it. So he is taking the $422 million after taxes, and he's giving it to the friend that bought the ticket also.
So they're splitting the $422 million.
And in the weeks leading up to the drawing, he said he wrote out numbers for the game on a piece of paper and he slept with it under his pillow. He prayed that he'd win, saying, hey, I need some help. I don't want to die yet unless I have done something for my family first. And the dude won the lottery.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's going to be sleeping with numbers underneath the pillow.
Nice.
I'm just doing that with men's names. If I meet someone hot, like, I kind of want to die before I get a man to love me.
All right, Mo, you got to help your friend out, because dude's striking out here, striking out there every time he's trying. He's not going to the right places.
Yeah, speaking of trying to find somebody, a good friend of mine has joined Katie and myself on our podcast In the Moment, and he has pretty much talked about his dating life and how horrible it's been for him. And he was in a very long relationship, so at first, I think he was enjoying being alone and kind of dating and trying to figure it out. It's gotten to the point where now he's looking to find somebody that actually will be worth his time. And for some reason, not only does he find women who will not necessarily be compatible with him, but every single time he dates someone, it ends in a way that's like, what? How did you find her? How did you get here? What are you doing? And I'm trying to help him genuinely try to figure out how to date, where to go, what times to be there. Because all of his dates end in fashions of which it's like something I've never heard before in my life. And the most recent one, to give you a perfect example, he was dating somebody for about a week. And it was quick, but it was fast, but he felt like it was intense and it was going well. And it heated up pretty quickly. So they hang out, they end up going back to his place, things go down, it is what it is. Shortly after, she starts to dump out, like, her purse on his counter in the kitchen in an odd way. And he's like seeing everything be dumped out onto the counter. And one of the things that fell out the bag was a weapon. And she had looked at him and said to him, we could do this the easy way or the hard way.
Shut up.
She literally said this to him. And obviously at this time, he has no idea what she's talking about. So he's like, what?
I think she was joking.
He thought the same.
Yeah.
Apparently she was not. She's like, listen, and mind you, she could have done this before they started to hang out and got to the level they did. But for some reason, she chose to do it directly after. And she looked at him straight up and said, I'm getting older. I'm not into playing games. I'm not for that. I got things that I need done in my life. I need my nails done. I need my hair done. And I'm not going to sit here and waste time with another man that is not willing to do these things for me.
All right. So my first thought here is I'm not worried for my life. I'm insulted. Because what she's saying is, if you were really good in bed, I'd like to do this again. But he could not have been that good for her to say that this is not going to happen again. Just give me your money.
I didn't think about that angle, but that's fair. That's very fair. I mean, you would think that would have been enough.
Yeah.
But maybe for her, she's like, oh, if that's all you coming up in with, then I'm going to need these nails done.
That's what I'm thinking. She should have done it in the beginning of the day. Yes. She insulted him and held him up.
So is she like actively mugging him?
He called it a shakedown. That was his exact words. I was like, are you serious? He said, bro, it felt like she was shaking me down. Like, okay, now that that has happened, where do we go from here? Because it has to go this way for me to continue talking to you. Literally.
So, okay, so she's not holding him up as far as like for cash.
Right.
But she's for,
like, oh, okay.
I am so confused.
Yeah, I thought she was like had a knife or a gun or something.
No, she did.
She had a gun,
did.
Right?
Yeah, but she didn't pull it on him. Like that she just
laid it up. It was just laying on the counter.
Just laying on the counter. Like it's there. And then literally her words to him was, we can do this the hard way or the easy way.
This is like right out of a movie, man.
I know.
But what is the hard way and what is the easy way?
Like that's what I don't know, and he doesn't know yet either. Because I asked him, well, what did you do? And he was like, he kept saying you're joking, right? Because he kept trying to get her to admit that it was a joke, and she wouldn't do that. So then he made up an excuse as to why he had to leave immediately, and then they both went separate ways, and he hasn't responded to her text ever since. And I don't know what the hard way was, but I'm hoping he don't find out. Literally.
That's bananas.
That is what she said to him.
He clearly is smart enough not to text her and tempt her again, right?
He said that she would not stop texting him for about 24 hours to the point where he finally had to block her.
Well, looks like you took the hard way.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.